We've got some exciting things planned for our 50th episode of Currently Kirkland. Here's what's coming up.
An updated booklet all young adults should take a look at. King County elections are coming up. We take a look inside your ballot. And how we can all contribute to help preserve Puget Sound.
These stories and much more, plus a special announcement on the future of the show. So stick around, Currently Kirkland is coming up.
Currently Kirkland, your source for news and information in the community. With Scott Mullett at the news desk and Tanya Wu on feature stories. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Scott Mullett. It's a major milestone for us here at Currently Kirkland because this is our 50th episode. It's been about 7 years since Kirkland In Focus magazine debuted in 2002. A couple years later, it got a new look and a new name. Currently Kirkland gave many reporters their start in TV business, covering all kinds of stories in the Kirkland community.
Welcome to our studios here at Kirkland City Hall. This is where Mike Connor, Janice Perry, and others come to produce a show. It's been 7 years, so let's hop into the time machine as we take you back to some of our most favorite stories.
And to stay informed, you've got Currently Kirkland.
It's all coming up right here, right now, so stay tuned.
Remember these guys? Well, let's take a walk down memory lane.
My name is Barbara Gehring, and I was the first reporter for Currently Kirkland.
Hi, I'm Trisha Hermanson, calling from Tucson, Arizona. My name is Jillian Bozanic, and I live in Longmont, Colorado.
Hi, my name's Nick Louie. I'm a recent graduate from Seattle University, but before that, I was a reporter for Currently Kirkland.
It's a blast from the past, as all the former Currently Kirkland reporters tell us about their favorite story.
My favorite was the Save the Animals. Kirkland's Cultural Council was trying to raise enough funds to purchase three of Kirkland's beloved public art sculptures that were previously on loan from the artist.
The Bounding Mule Deer, Mountain Comrades, and Close Quarters are in danger of leaving the city forever.
And it was a story that I really felt passionately about, and it was fun.
One of my favorite stories that we did was the one with the Seahawks where they did the big rally through downtown.
Talk a lot of questions whether any of the Seahawks players would actually make it down to today's rally.
And then we ended up finding Josh Brown at one of the cafes down there, and we went to Quest Field, and it was just really fun. Oh my gosh, I could go on all day. We did one on, I think it was called Eastside Leadership, and they did a really neat program called Rocks on the Rope, and it was about how they taught math through rock climbing.
See you next time!
That was exciting.
Sustainable September event, which for me was definitely the most memorable thing from working on the show.
The president of the Kirkland Chamber of Commerce sought out a number of partners to help make this happen.
Just everybody pitching in to make our community greener, and got to see a lot of cool things that we wouldn't have been able to otherwise.
Because of all their hard work, Currently Kirkland continues on.
Happy 50th episode, Currently Kirkland.
I'm very happy that I was able to be a part of it.
Congratulations, Currently Kirkland.
And thank you to the loyal viewers who have watched the show.
And here's to 50 more.
So are you wondering what they're doing right now? Well, Jillian is a grade school and middle school teacher. Nick and Barbara both work in the marketing field. And Trisha, well, she's a TV sports reporter.
In celebration of the success of the show, we are going right back to our roots. This monthly magazine show will go back to its original name, Kirkland In Focus, featuring neighborhoods, festivals, and community happenings shown every other month. In addition, there will be a weekly show keeping this name, Currently Kirkland, bringing you the latest news about what's happening in the city. So keep your eyes out for Currently Kirkland once a week, debuting in November, and Kirkland In Focus magazine debuting in December. If you have a news tip for Kirkland In Focus or for the weekly show Currently Kirkland, send us an email to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. School has started, which means Halloween is right around the corner. The Kirkland Police Department has some important tips for kids and adults on how to stay safe crossing the street as well as when trick-or-treating.
Hi, this is Officer Alan O'Neill, Kirkland Police. here to talk to you about pedestrian safety. I got my helper here, Cayenne. Cayenne, how you doing today? She's going to help me show you how to cross a crosswalk. So the first thing you're going to do, you're going to approach a safe crosswalk, either marked crosswalk or at the intersection corner there. So she's going to look left, and we're going to look right. And if no cars are coming, we're going to slowly step into the crosswalk and walk across, and we're going to keep looking when we're going across to make sure that no other cars are turning into our crosswalk. And we safely made it across. With Halloween right around the corner, I thought it was important to talk about some Halloween safety tips. We're here at the Party for Less store in Juanita, and to help me out kind of talk about the safety tips, I have Cayenne here. How you doing, Cayenne, today? Good? Wait for the people out there? Okay, and I have Jordan here. He's going to help me out too, right? So I want to first talk about costumes. As you can see, we want to have some bright colored costumes so people can see you out there walking. Jordan here, he's got some orange and some white, so it's kind of light. You know, some other ideas would be this really cool X-Wing pilot where it's like orange and very bright. You know, but some kids, maybe they don't want to do that and they want to go with the robe of horror. Okay, it's all dark and everything. That's okay too, because they have these neat little buckets like this with glowing lights on it, and at night this thing would glow. You can also take bags or other kinds of buckets and put some reflective material on it where it's going to glow and shine. And it's real important for the length of the costume to not be too long. You want to make sure that they're not going to trip on it. As you can see, Cayenne, her length of her outfit is fine. When she walks, she's not going to trip on it. You don't want it to get snagged on anything, or if you're walking up the stairs or something and they got a pumpkin, you don't want it to get caught in that pumpkin. Some other things to think about is if you're going to be wearing a mask, make sure that you have a good mask where the eye holes are not going to block your scenery. You can see by this mask here, I don't even know if you can guess where the eye holes are. They're right here in the nose. So that's going to be kind of hard for them to see when they're walking, and that's going to be a real safety issue. So you want to make sure that you're picking a mask that they can see out of. Maybe even have them put it on, just kind of look and see if they're looking back and forth. The same thing with makeup. You want to make sure you're using a good type of makeup that's not going to get in their eyes and cause them to sting and goop up their vision out there. Okay, some other things that we want to talk about is staying in groups when you're trick-or-treating out there. You want to protect the trick-or-treaters. It's good to have adults with you or escorts that are going to be there to help out. Place one in the front of the group, one in the back of the group, and that's going to help you out from keeping stragglers from getting lost or keep everybody in the same group. Have flashlights, even the trick-or-treaters. Light it up there so the motorists can see you. Now, kids, what's the most important thing to do when you're out there trick-or-treating?
Stay together.
Another important thing to do is when you're out there walking, stay on the sidewalks. If there's no sidewalk available, then walk the left side of the road, because you want to be facing the traffic as far off to the side as you can and be alert for the drivers out there. Now, kids, when you're trick-or-treating and you're going from house to house, do you want to run from that house into the road?
Never. I'd stay with whoever in my group.
Very good. What about you, Jordan?
No, don't think so.
Very good. Yeah, you want to walk from house to house, you know, using caution when you're coming out and watching for the vehicles. For people out there driving vehicles during Halloween, just slow down, take your time, and be alert, because you're going to have people trick-or-treating, like Cayenne and Jordan, out there looking for candy. So be safe out there and be alert. And ready?
Happy Halloween!
This has been Officer Alan O'Neill. Thank you for watching, and stay safe out there.
If you have any questions or comments for Officer O'Neill or the Kirkland Police Department, please call 425-587-3400. King County election ballots have been sent to your home, so remember that they have to be postmarked by November 3rd to be counted. There will be 4 city council positions, 1 municipal court judge position, and a proposition for you to vote on in this year's election. The proposition, Prop 1, provides a 1.5% increase to taxes paid for telephone, electricity, and natural gas. If approved, the increase will help to preserve the maintenance level of the city parks and related programs such as neighborhood liaison functions, the police department, support for the volunteer programs in the fire department, funding for neighborhood traffic control, and other neighborhood city services. If rejected, service levels could be reduced. Houghton residents will get an additional proposition to vote on, also called Prop 1. Residents in Houghton can vote on whether they approve the continuation of the Houghton Community Council until January 2014, as well as vote on 7 candidates to serve that council. The Houghton neighborhood is the only neighborhood in Kirkland with its own community council. The council has the authority over zoning regulations and land use within the Houghton area. You can go to www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/budget for more information or to look for the next edition of the City Update in your mailbox. For information about registration requirements and deadlines, candidate information, and election results, call 206-296-VOTE or go to www.kingcounty.gov/elections. We are in the midst of the flu season, so here's some everyday steps you can take to protect your health. Cover your nose and mouth when you cough or sneeze. Wash and sanitize your hands often. Avoid touching your eyes, your mouth, or your nose. Try to avoid close contact with sick people. And if you are sick with flu-like symptoms, please stay at home for at least 24 hours until your fever is gone. The flu and H1N1 flu vaccine are recommended and can be given at the same time when available. If you have questions or need to find a place to get a flu shot, go to flu.gov. The National Wildlife Federation has officially designated the city of Kirkland as a community wildlife habitat. We are the 34th city in the country, the 6th in the state, and the first on the east side to receive this honor. Kirkland was given this distinction due to the city's commitment to preserving, protecting, and sustaining natural areas. Several sites in the city are designated wildlife sanctuaries, and numerous habitat restoration projects and educational events benefit the community and wildlife. For more information, please go to the website below. The Kirkland Youth Council and the Kirkland Police Department worked hard side by side to update the Respect booklet. This booklet addresses issues and questions that teens may have about the law and interactions with the police. It took a year of meetings and hard work from both groups to update the 2003 booklet for 2009.
So I was part of the writing committee, and it was really fun just to work with the police on a one-to-one basis.
It's an awesome resource, an awesome tool, and I had fun doing it too.
It wasn't just photos, but a lot of the kids that were there, we learned a lot because we interact a lot with the police officers, and that was great.
It's pretty spectacular that not only do our police and youth work together, but our wonderful businesses in Kirkland support our youth in this valuable book. And did I understand that you have enough printed to give every single school kid, junior high and above, one of these?
That's correct, yes.
That you should be so proud of that.
It's also available for download on the city's website below. New topics included in this edition cover dating violence, parties, cell phone laws, harassment, bullying, online safety, and more. What we do in our own neighborhoods affects the water quality of Lake Washington and eventually Puget Sound. The Puget Sound houses orcas, harbor seals, sea lions, salmon, gooey ducks, and various underwater creatures. It's a complex web of life, and now we are all being asked to help preserve it.
Puget Sound starts here, and here, and even here. But the water we use goes down the drain into our streams and Puget Sound. Millions of gallons of oil and pollution. But we can fix the problem before we kill the sound. Like growing yards with fewer chemicals, car washes that recycle water, even scooping the poop.
We need a talk.
Puget Sound starts here, and so does our future.
Here are some tips for you to consider. Use fertilizers and pesticides sparingly because the chemicals will go into the sound eventually. Instead, just use compost. How about taking your car to a commercial car wash and having your oil leaks fixed? These changes stop toxic soaps and oil from filtering into our drainage system. If you have a dog, please pick up its waste and toss it into the trash bin instead of letting it seep into the ground. Perhaps you can look into city programs like marking, adopting storm drains, participate in a natural yard care workshop, and volunteering at a streamside stewardship project. Go to PugetSoundStartsHere.org to find out what you can do to help. What did you do this weekend? Do you remember? November 17 is National Memory Day, highlighting National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. Local Kirkland company Visiting Angels with the Alzheimer's Foundation will be offering free memory screenings at the Peter Kirk Community Center on Tuesday, November 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Each check is free, confidential, and should take about 10 minutes. Screen for memory-related diseases or just compare your memory for the future. To make an appointment or for any questions, please call 425-587-3360 or go to nationalmemoryscreening.org. Tripping off burglar alarms by accident may not seem like a big deal, but imagine getting thousands of alarm calls a year. It can tie up police and emergency workers. Kirkland's crackdown on those false alarms are having a positive effect. Since 2006, there has been a 60% reduction in false alarms. And now the false alarm reduction ordinance is undergoing a revision. The yearly registration fee for alarms will be $25, but it will stay at $20 for those over 62 who do not operate a business from their home. If you have a false alarm, you will be charged $50 for the first call, with one warning given every year. If you get a sixth false alarm within this year, your fine shoots up to $250 and includes a 90-day suspension and a six-month probation. After the sixth false alarm, it will be $300. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and enter false alarm in the site search box. The vacant property next to City Hall Annex didn't go to waste. Some resourceful city employees managed to collect donations to produce a victory garden. Using their free time to garden, they grew squash, peppers, bush beans, beets, broccoli, carrots, lettuce, and tomatoes. During the summer months of May to September, over 300 pounds of vegetables has been donated to HopeLink. For information about HopeLink and how to support your local food bank, go to hope-link.org. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. I'm Scott Mullett, and thanks for joining us.
If you think we missed anything, have a comment or a story idea for us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.law.us. It's also on the bottom of your screen.
This is the official kickoff to the holiday season. Thousands of people gather to hear music, enjoy decorations, and watch the 30-foot tree being lit for the first time. There will be a horse-drawn carriage, Santa photos, karaoke, a kids' craft station, and much more. Join the Kirkland Downtown Association in a gingerbread house competition. Entries are free, and there are prizes for the top winners in five categories. You need to register by November 21st. Looking for a Christmas gift? Find something in the Kirkland Arts Center Holiday Arts Sale. Fine arts and crafts made by instructors, members, and students, ranging from functional ceramics and glass to decorative sculpture, paintings, and prints. Perhaps you want to make your own Christmas gift this year. Learn easy techniques to fashion bracelets, necklaces, earrings, rings, and much more. Participants will create a gold and sterling bracelet. All skill levels are welcome.
More information and links to today's topics are available on our webpage. We'd also like to hear your comments on any of these featured stories.